Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to NABWIC Talks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we are super excited to be on the line this morning. We're going to have an exciting conversation with Ms. Robin Beal. Ms. Robin is a young lady who has done some amazing things in the industry. We definitely are excited to have her on this morning. So if you're listening in from across the country, we want you to know that you can just dial 714-459-3918 and become a part of the conversation as you hear the amazing information coming in from Robin Beal. We also want you to go by our website, www.nabwic.com. Look at, read about some of the things that NABWIC is doing. Think about becoming a part of the organization. Become a part of the email list so that you can be kept up to speed with all of the shows that we're having here. We are here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And please understand that all of the shows are archived. So if you ever want to go back sometime later, and listen again, that's available to you. Or if, as you hear the show, you're thinking to yourself, there is someone that really should be on, you can forward the link to them later. We're definitely Facebooking it out. So if you are on the internet right now listening from your browser, I will begin to comment on Facebook. It would be great if you did the same. And also tweet, and you just want to use that hash sound, that hash key or number key or pound symbol, go ahead and press that and press NABWIC or press construction, type that in so that we can find you and we can read your comments. And so we're excited about being on the line this morning. Again, we're speaking with Robin Beal of Washington, D.C., and I'd just like to welcome her to the show. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Rachel. Thank you for having me on today.
Good morning. Listen, we are so excited about having you on this morning. I'm understanding more and more the information that you bring is really, really going to help so many people understand today's job market, understand today's social network and how those things come together. But before we dig directly into that, let's talk briefly about your background. Tell us a little bit about you and your journey.
Okay. Rachel, I'm a native Washingtonian, born, reared, and educated here in the nation's capital. And I started my career as a federal employee many years ago. I have worked for large defense contractors on different government contracts. And about 15 years ago, I decided to start my own business. Now understand, even, you know, for as far back as I can remember, I was going to be a businesswoman. That was my journey. I was going to be a businesswoman, and I always wanted to get into information technology. So I have a master's in technology management, and I have a master's in business administration, and I decided to step out on faith and start my own consulting business.
Awesome. And what did you name that? Is that what we would call RDB Limited?
Yes, that's RDB Limited, named after myself. And as an independent consultant, I work with small businesses in the area to help support their information technology needs. Some of the services I provide include product management, recruiting, organizational change management. I do grant writing and grant reviewing, and a big part of my business is to help to guide small businesses through the application process for 8A certification.
Excellent. So, you work mainly with construction companies, and do you focus on small size, medium, or large businesses?
I work mainly with small and medium-sized businesses that include construction companies. IT covers all industries, so it's easy to work in the construction industry and in construction-related industries as well.
Awesome, awesome. Wow. Well, I really want to dig into the information that we talked about. I know that you have a collaboration e-book that you're promoting. Tell us a little bit about the collaboration and about the project.
The project, and one of my most recent projects, is the collaboration on an e-book that talks about background investigations and security clearances. And one of the things that I found out in working on this project is that 90% of the companies that we surveyed and during the research do employment background investigation to make their hiring decisions. And that decision is so subjective that I really wanted to get into that and find out exactly what was going on and why so many people, qualified, good candidates, were unemployed. And one of the things I found out was about these employment background checks, which also include social media background checks.
Wow.
So I decided to work with putting this ebook together to put the information out there so people will understand what is being looked at when they apply for employment.
Well, Robin, tell me this. What are some of the things that companies are digging into when they do this background check? Is it mainly past arrest, your arrest record, or is it some other things that are affecting us that we may not even realize?
Yes, absolutely. Not only is it the criminal background, but it's also social media is a major big situation right now. So if you're on Facebook or Twitter or blogging, understand that the posts that you think are just for you and your friends, employers can actually gather that information, and they use that when they make their hiring decision. So we have to be careful what we say. Something that may be just a joke between you and your group of followers becomes open information, and someone is making a decision about you and your future based on that post or that text.
So it's important for us to understand that using Twitter or even blogging or Facebooking, our friends who we're friends with and what we're saying can impact us in the job market. What about our credit score? Is that something else that maybe impacting our opportunity when it comes to finding a job?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Rachel, the number one reason why people are denied a security clearance or do not pass a background check is your credit score or delinquent taxes. And both those areas, it's an unfortunate situation. If you've been unemployed for any amount of time, then you're going to have a problem with your credit, most of us anyway. And if your credit is bad, then you can't pass a background check. And in order to pay your creditors, you need a job. So it's a really catch-22 situation. And what we try to explain in the book is all of these type of issues and more, what you can do and the steps that you take to mitigate these issues up front before you apply for the job. And when you do apply, you know exactly what to say on the application to let the employer know that you have this situation and you have mitigated this situation.
Got you. Guys, it is very important. I'm really seeing the value. Many of our youth, especially, that are graduating, getting into the job market, that have been saying all sorts of things on the internet with their friends and the hip-hop industry and all of this stuff, really don't understand how that is going to impact their lives in the workplace. I know I had a niece that, when she graduated law school here about 3 or 4 months ago, she immediately closed down her Facebook account. And I don't know if that protected her once the account is closed, whether or not they can get into, whether or not they can still get into who your friends were and what you've been saying on the internet. But is that information also included in the book?
Yes, it is. And yes, they can go back. That information is out there, and they can go back and find past information, even though your Facebook page is closed now.
Well, I even heard about a teacher someplace in the Midwest that I guess she had a frustrating day at work, and she came back to her Facebook page, and she said something about her students, or she said something about the school or the parents or the community or whatever, and she literally lost her job because of that. So I think that it's becoming more and more clear that once we speak out on blog or on Twitter or on Facebook, that's basically public information, and it's not that hard for other people to find that information. Is that what you're saying?
That is absolutely correct. Another situation was an employee at Apple had a frustrating day, and on Facebook he put in some information about the company, and the company fired him immediately. He sued Apple and went to court, and it was upheld that they had the right to fire him over something that he put on his Facebook page. So the laws are really changing in this area. It is just the social media background investigations have really come to prominence this year when the federal government has allowed that to be used in hiring decisions. So we have to really be careful what we say, what information we put out there, and understand that people are watching.
Right. And, of course, the pictures, some of the pictures that we put out, people have access to those pictures. Employers have access to those pictures, and they can click on your friends and see what type of friends that you're friending. And so that's also something I'm thinking we may need to start looking at, especially if you're in a place where you're looking for a job. Let me ask you this, Robin. Do employers sometimes, while you're working there, just randomly, you've been on a job 2 or 3 years, and would they just randomly every now and then, do some of them do that every now and then, just go and browse kind of what you're doing on Facebook and on the Internet?
Absolutely. More often than not, if it's time for you to get a promotion or if you're applying for another position within the company, they absolutely go in and do that type of background check on you. Absolutely.
Let's talk about a little more about the book, about the ebook, Break the Code for Security Clearances. .com. Just kind of summarize again quickly what kind of information the book is going to give us. I mean, we've kind of talked about social network. We've kind of talked about background checks and credit scores and things of that nature. But just kind of summarize what kind of information the book is going to help us with, and who are the people that really need to have access to this book right away before they, you know, before they get started? What's the market who needs to grab the book?
The book has valuable information in it for anyone who is in the job market, looking to work with private industry as well as the federal government, because not only does it talk about background investigations or employment background investigations, but also these are the same type of background checks that must be done in order to receive a security clearance. In all federal jobs, you have to have a security clearance. So anyone who is in the job market for private industry as well as federal government should be looking at the information that's contained in this book. Also, employers should look in it because it talks about discrimination laws and how to know that you're being discriminated against based on your background and what to do about it, who to contact in case there's a problem. And there are many employers who have gotten in trouble because they have discriminated unknowingly, or they were not aware that certain things that they cannot do or say in their advertisements for jobs or their announcements. So not just the if you're looking for a job, but also employers should be taking a look at this so everyone can be aware of what's going on, what the laws are, what the rules are, and so that anybody with a problem can mitigate their problem and become gainfully employed.
Robin, let me ask you this. I mean, this is really, really very like you said, valuable information. Does the book also outline some of the things that we should avoid saying or doing on Facebook? I know that so many of us may say something that we think is kind of innocent, realizing that, man, this is one of the no-nos if you're, this is something that an employer would frown upon. So does it kind of give you a list of kind of things that you should avoid doing on the social network?
Absolutely. It does tell you some of the things that you should avoid as far as what to say, what type of pictures to put out, the different social groups that you may want to steer clear of. All of that information is contained in the book.
And again, we can grab this book at www.breakthecodeforsecurityclearances.com. And I think this is so, so important, especially for those of us that have kids that are doing things now on a social network that they don't even, they're not even mature enough at this point in their life to understand that this can affect their opportunities 4, 5, or 6 years from now. You're coming out of college with a 3.8, but now something that you put on the social network is impacting your ability to get a good internship or get a good job. And so make sure, guys, that we get the word out to our coworkers, our friends, our fellow business partners, people we know, that this is something that we all just need to have our hands on as we grow in the social network, grow in our learning. I mean, right now we're really learning how to use Facebook to build our business, how to use YouTube, how to use Twitter, Flickr, Blogger, you know, all of these things in the social, like right now we're on Blog Talk Radio, you got Ustream. I mean, we're learning how to use this technology to enhance and grow our business, and that's very, very important. But we also need to know the don'ts. And most of us are mature, we've been in business a while, we have reputations, so we kind of are naturally not going to do certain things on the social network, but we also need to get that information about our credit scores and the different things that are found in the background check. What I found that Robin said that was so valuable is we usually know what's going to come up. We usually know what kind of scar or mark we have from our past that could potentially come up. And so what Robin shared was that there will be tips on how to express that on your applications or how to mitigate those things to make sure you can fix them and they don't come up or whatever it is. And so for all of us, that information is there, but I definitely think that we should promote the book to our new hires, to and all the young people that we know are entering the market that have spent most of their young adult lives on the social network and are totally clueless of some of the language that you're using and some of the things that they're doing, how those things can impact them long-term. So I just want to jump out there right now, Robin, and really thank you for seeing the need to collaborate with a few other people that are also interested in solving this issue and putting together this book. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with NABWIC. And before we do that, I want to quickly remind everyone, if you want to jump in and become a part of the conversation with Robin Bill right here on NABWIC Talks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. Just go ahead and dial 714-459-3918. Again, that's 714-459-3918. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be moved to the top of our queue, and you'll be able to jump in and become a part of the conversation with Robin Beale of Washington, D.C. Robin, I'd like for you to share with us how you got involved with NABWIC. I know that you work as a consultant with people in the women in the construction industry and other related industries, but how did you come across the organization?
A good friend of mine, Sheila Jones, who is a NABWIC member, asked that I volunteer to support NABWIC during Industry Day last April. And, of course, I agreed to do that. And during that time, I met Ann McNeil, the founder and president. And Anne is a truly visionary leader, and she really awakens and directs the inner strength of all the people around her. And through the time I spent with Anne, with Sheila, preparing for Industry Day, it was apparent to me that NAVWIC was an organization that I had to be a part of and I had to continue to support. So through Industry Day, which was a great way to be introduced to NAVWIC, we went out at one of the schools here in Washington, D.C., and through their Science and Technology, Engineering and Math program, we had a lot of the industry leaders in the area come out, speak with the students at Cardoza High School, and talk to them about industries that were associated with construction. So it was a great opportunity to get involved, to find out about NAVWIC, what they're doing, where they're going, and I have been working with NAVWIC ever since.
Wow. And so many of us have come across Anne McNeil or other members of NAVWIC that have introduced us to Anne, and really we've gotten into the vision of really supporting, inspiring, encouraging each other in business, and also bringing up the youth and helping them to see what's possible and what's available here in the construction industry, not only for young Black women that want to enter the construction industry, but everyone. I know that there's a lot of lobbying and a lot of things that we're trying to do to make this industry a little more friendly to those getting into the industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how NAVWIC and RDB Limited bring value to each other?
Well, the professional benefits available through NAVWIC are endless. I mean, you get to meet a lot of people, not just in my industry, but in all industries that are related to construction. And people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And as you know, NAVWIC is well-known, well-liked, and well-trusted. So it was just an easy fit for me and for what I bring in the way of information technology to work with NAVWIC in opportunities that are in the Washington, D.C. area, and the grant opportunities, any business opportunities, and for NAVWIC to, since it is a nationwide organization, to expose RDB Limited to the connections and all the other women out here in the industry that are looking for IT support. So it was an easy collaboration, and NAVWIC provides the marketing and advertising opportunities and access to national and local resource networks. So it was a great collaboration. We work together. I can bring IT or information technology type support to NAVWIC and the organizations and companies within NAVWIC. In return, NAVWIC exposed me to different companies and to different opportunities in the area. So it's just been such a pleasure, the time that I've spent been working with NAVWIC, and I hopefully it's been a pleasure for NAVWIC as well, working with me and RDB Limited.
Wow, you know, I'm so glad to really have you on this morning. We have people listening in from across the country. We will have other listeners that come back and listen to this show archived. We have people listening in from the browser. And just for your information, we do the show each and every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time each week with a very, very exciting guest. But it just brings to mind right now this morning as I jump on Facebook as you were just speaking and I make a post and I tweet. I mean, and if any of you guys are on Facebook or tweeting, go ahead and you want to go ahead and make a comment so now that it will go out to your friends and family members and your Facebook friends that we're on this morning with Robin Beale. But we definitely got to get the word out, Robin, about your book. And we continue to spread the word about NAVWIC. Guys, it's such an amazing organization to be a part of. And just as Robin just explained, it immediately brings value to your business. And I'm sure that you bring a lot of value to NAVWIC. This is NAVWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. And I know one of the things that I've gained, Robin, is that encouragement and that feeling of empowerment that comes when you know that you're a part of a larger body that's supporting, encouraging, and inspiring and helping you. And a lot of times it's women that you may not have ever known before, but once you let them know that you're a part of NABWIC, there's their automatic welcoming arms. There are all types of different skills and backgrounds involved, and there's always some advice or some help or some assistance or some guidance that you can get from the other women of the organization. We're at a point where we're going to begin to wind down. We're almost right at 9 o'clock, and I know that there are many of us that have to get out in the field, get our workers on site, in meetings, and everything else. If you're on the line right now and you want to become a part of the conversation, of course, we still have a couple minutes. You can go ahead and press 1. Robin, if you just... For just a brief moment, we have a question coming in, so let's go out to, I believe this is Ms. Ann McNeil of the South Florida area. Welcome to the call and become a part of the conversation.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Robin, and thank you, Rachel. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and Robin, you have enlighten all of us this morning. As a matter of fact, I will be downloading the book today. That's first. And secondly, I just want to give you a shout-out, Robin, because I'm not sure if Sheila's listening, but there is no way we would have had the quality of an event for Industry Day without you. So I just want to publicly let the world know that you are a gem, and if anybody needs your services, I am giving you a testimonial right now on the air because you are just the best. So thank you both so very much, and we are Black Women in Construction. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne. I really appreciate that.
Wow. So, Robin, why don't you just take a moment and tell us where we can get our hands on the book and how we are able to contact you in the future?
You can get the book from www.breakthecodeforsecurityclearances.com. I can be reached by filling out the information on the website. There is a box for comments and questions. If you fill out that information, I will be able to see your question and get back to you. I can also be reached on 202-438-1817.
Wow. It's been an exciting show. I'm putting in my last post right now. I'll definitely be reaching out to you. Robin, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Well, I'll be reaching out to you so I can friend you on Facebook, comment on the show. All of you guys out listening from your iPhones, your Androids, your browser, and, of course, those of you that called in, we want to thank you for being a part of the show this morning. And definitely spread the word. Get the word out about NABWIC. Let everyone know that we do this show each and every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that we do have a website that any of you can go by and visit. That's www.nabwic.com. You want to, of course, join the mailing list, the email list, and, of course, read a little bit more about NABWIC, understand what the organization is out doing, and consider becoming a part of this phenomenal organization. If you are in the construction industry or in a related industry, we can benefit from you, and we definitely want to make sure that you benefit from us. So thanks to each and every one of you guys that are on the call this morning or on the show that are listening in, and we also want to give a very, very, very special thanks to Ms. Robin Beal. And, of course, Robin, tell us one more time where we can go out and get that book downloaded,
www.breakthecodeforsecurityclearances.com.
Thank you so much, Robin. Thanks to all of our listeners. We'll hear you out there again next Wednesday morning. Everyone, go out and have a very prosperous, very profitable Wednesday. You guys be safe, and we'll be on the line again next Wednesday. Thanks, Robin, again, for being a part of the show. This is Rachel.
Thank you,
Moore,
Rachel.
Signing off from Miami, Florida. Good day.